We're at the 2012 SCAC Volleyball Championship. Today I'm joined by Austin College head coach Ed Garza. And Ed, came out on the tough end of a 3-0 decision in the third-place match against Southwestern. Just take us through what was going on in the match.
Well, Southwestern played really well. They were on with their outside hitters were really hitting really well. We tried to slow them down a little bit, but you know, when you have the player of the year, you know, she's just a great player. Even with her sprained ankle, she was still killing us. She was doing a good job. And, you know, it served us off the court a little bit in that first game. We had a momentum going for us, and then they did a 7-point swing on us with that server. And she did a great job serving us off the court. And then once we got our momentum back, it was too late because we already were down, and we just played catch-up most of the time.
These teams are so familiar, Austin and Southwestern. Talk a little bit about what it's like playing a team that you're so familiar with, a coach you're so familiar with. Both coaches probably know each other's tendencies pretty well. Just talk a little bit about those sorts of things.
Hannah has done a very great job there. We've been competing against each other for the last 5-6 years, and she's just done an amazing job. You know, I do know her pretty well, and I know what she's going to do, but there's, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to be able to stop them. You know, she's been doing a good job, and, you know, I have a lot of respect. I'd rather play someone like her than versus some of those schools that we played in the past where they weren't as strong or, you know, as giving us a lot of competition. Competition makes us better, and that's all.
Ed, a 1-2 mark, but that's nothing to hang your hat on in a very tough league. Austin College now drops to 24-14. Talk a little bit about what this season has meant for your players and to be able to finish in the top four of a pretty difficult conference.
Yes, last year, you know, this is the first time we've been in the top four in a couple of years. I mean, the conference has always been very tough. And I was pretty proud of them to get their first win yesterday. And, of course, it was against the University of Dallas. And, of course, they gave us a run for their money, too. They're a good program. But, you know, like you said, the top three programs here, I have a feeling they're going to be going to the NCAA this year. That's, you know, that's just my personal opinion. Being on the committee for years, I've seen teams go in. And we always seem to get two or three in there. For the seniors, you know, it's been 4 years. You know, Kelly's been with me for 4 years, and it's going to be, you know, interesting to see how we replace her next year. You know, we always, you know, it's hard to replace some certain kids, and she's one of those kids. Adrian Reynolds, you know, she did an amazing job as a libero, very consistent for us, and even with her injuries and everything, she was able to keep, you know, going. This team suffered a lot of injuries this year, more than any other team I've had in the past, and it was just incredible to see them come back after all these little difficulties that we had and be able to fight and be able to compete.
Coach, finally, where do you go? How do you go into the offseason? Top four finish, like you said, the first time in a couple of years for the Kangaroos. How do you build on this momentum and with a top four semifinal appearance as you head into the 2013 season?
Well, we have a very young team. If you kind of look at it, I had a lot of starters that were freshmen. In fact, a couple of my starters that have played throughout the season because of the injuries we're freshmen, and so we have a lot of depth. You know, we got our two middles returning, our two outsides returning, a right side who played for Nita this year because she was out for a good 10, 12 matches. You know, so we have a lot of experience in that sense, and, you know, I had a freshman DS that played almost every match, every set this year. So, you know, we have a lot of depth coming back. We just got to replace a key player, one or two, and find, you know, some little magic to keep us going. You know, the off season is very short. You know, the girls have to do most of the stuff on their own, and, you know, they're mostly in there for the academics and the education. So, you know, we just encourage them to do whatever they want to do when they can, and then hopefully we'll come back next year, like always, you know, try to be in the mix and try to compete.
Austin College head coach Ed Garza. Ed, thanks again so much for taking time, and congratulations on your appearance here, fourth place finish. Best of luck next season.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Thank